Well, this is 106.1 The Corner, and this morning we are so pleased to welcome to The Corner Lounge via telephone the legendary metal god, Mr. Rob Halford. How's it going?
Hey, Brad. Good to speak with you guys.
Yes.
Nice to be with you, and everything's going hell-bent for leather, as you say.
Yes. Well, man, I'm all nervous. I'm starstruck because I admit, like, I don't know what my youth would have been like without Judas Priest records and without all that era of music, you know?
Well, you know, that's the joy of and the power and the staying power of rock and roll, you know? I mean, yeah, Priest has been roaring around America for so many years now, you tend to lose track, but it's wonderful that the band and the music of the band have become kind of immersed in American rock and roll culture. It just shows you how much the Priest is loved by American rock radio and all of our fantastic fans that look after us.
Well, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. I mean, you guys are legends of the heavy metal genre and just music in general and just, you know, rock and roll and pop music.
Well, yeah, it's been a thrilling ride, you know, almost four decades now. It just seems an amazing thing to kind of sit down and ponder. And I don't think I've really had much of a chance to do either of those. those ideas, and I'm not complaining. You know, success is something that a lot of people chase after in the entertainment business. And when you are successful, you're still pursuing that. You know, and that's a good thing because I think it makes you stronger as a creative person. It keeps you rolling and keeps the ideas coming. And you know, I think that's. It kind of reaffirms where your heart's at in what you do, no matter what you do in life, but particularly in music, in rock and roll. You know, it's a very important part of the big picture of it all.
The figure that I've seen says 35 million albums worldwide, just for Judas Priest alone, not even considering Fight and Two and Halford and all of that. So
it's remarkable, isn't it?
Man,
yeah. And again, I think that just stands as another part of the statement of not only the record sold, but I think just the power and the popularity of this form of music to see just how important it is to people still.
Did you set out to conquer the world of rock and roll like that? I mean, did you ever think you'd reach that kind of sales figures and all these fans beloved worldwide? Or is that, I mean, would you be doing this for 50 people in a small club?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the way you start, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
That's the way it all kicks off. You're just like any venture that you're involved with. Everything has a beginning, and most beginnings are generally smaller than they tend to end up being, and that's as it should be, because it's a learning process. Doesn't matter what you do in life. I think if you start in a small, maybe not controlled place, because you can't really call what we do controlled. but it's a craft, you know. It's a profession, and the more you work at it, the better you should become. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't come quickly. And so yes, I mean, if I look back at over the early days of my career, it would be in some very, very small, obscure places back home in the UK that I can't even think about now. It's just so far back in terms of trying to think of names and places. But they're all important. They all connect. It's like connecting the dots, you know, from a little place, a little pub, say, in the Midlands, in Birmingham, to Madison Square Garden and beyond is a long journey to be involved with, but it all makes sense.
Absolutely.
It all makes sense. So you start at the beginning and then you see where you go.
Today I want to talk about the Winter Songs album.
Yeah.
Is this the first real Christmassy type project that you've ever done?
Well, it is, yes. I totally. I mean, I I dabbled with a few songs over the years. I remember in the Fight Band, for example, around around Christmas time, we did make a release specifically for our friends like yourself in radio, Brad.
Right.
That was a song called Christmas Ride, and I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's probably available right now as a free download if you go to robhalford.com.
Oh, okay.
So that goes back to the early 90s in my solo activities. And then, you know, one or two things that I've done for close family and friends over the years. So I think it's been kind of building up this the momentum for this idea, Brad. And of course, now I'm able to kind of make that dream come true with the release of Halford 3 Winter Songs.
Now, is this something that has kind of been in the works for a while, kind of an idea in the back of your head for a few years? Because, I mean, let's face it, a lot of people don't think of Rob Halford and, you know, the Christmas song spirit, so to speak, because you're kind of, you know, you're a badass rocker.
Well, I think that I don't think it's that unusual in the respect that all of the metalheads, as we call ourselves, you know, the rockers, we all celebrate the holidays and we all enjoy the things associated with the holiday season. And one of those things happens to be music. There's mm-hmm. always some music playing. There are parties going on. You know, we're around the dinner table and there's music in the background. You know, so I just wanted to kind of make my own contribution to that special atmosphere. It's a wonderful time of the year, obviously for a lot of people, and you know, it's a combined mixed message for a lot of people, and the message is for me particularly important. That's why I wanted to cover certain songs that convey the messages of belief in songs like We Three Kings or Emmanuel, Come All You Faithful, O Holy Night. The messages in those songs are very important to me. So it's a little bit of everything in terms of fulfilling the dream and, you know, the ideas and the reasons for making something like this. And it's a mixed bag, really. I mean, there are 10 tracks, six cover tunes, as we call them, four original tracks. But I think overall it captures the Christmas spirit, which is what mm-hmm. we set out to try and do.
Yeah, the album turned out great. It's really interesting to hear your renditions on the traditional songs as well, and just kind of how you did the heavy metal arrangement.
Yeah, and again, I think when you're attempting to cover songs that have become, you know, quite frankly, world famous and valuable and important for the holiday season, you have to make sure that where you go with them in terms of rearrangement and putting your own kind of feelings and atmosphere and musical adventure into it, it has to kind of come out of that process with a new experience attached to it. So mm-hmm. it's not an easy thing to do. But, you know, I'm associated with the incredibly talented people in the Halford band. Our guitar players, Metal Mike and Roy Z, are just brilliant on guitar. The same with Bobby on drums, Mark D on bass. And collectively, they did some outstanding work in terms of the instrumentation. And so I have to acknowledge their incredible contribution to the way these songs have eventually turned out.
Absolutely. Well, in particular, we have been interested in Winter Song, which is a remake of last year's holiday song, an original that came out last season by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson. Let's cover that in the second segment. But first, why don't we take a pause here, Rob, and maybe listen to Christmas for Everyone first here.
Okay, yeah, Christmas for Everyone. That was a very spontaneous song. I can remember I was driving to the studio, and strange things happen to you when you're a musician, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
You start to hear music in your head for no apparent reason. But I was in the spirit of it all. I've been working quite a lot in the studio, so my head was full of all of these great songs that I was working on. And then out of the blue, the melody for Christmas for Everyone popped into my head, and I remember being like a crazy person. I parked the car, ran into the studio, and said to my producer, Roy Z, give me a mic. I've got to put this idea down quickly before I forget it. So that's the way some of these things happen. And I love this track. It's got a wonderful storyline attached to it. Got a very British type of vibe as well.
Sure.
I quite like that too. So I hope everybody will enjoy this moment together from Halford Three Winter Songs. This is Christmas is for Everyone.
When the children sing and the snow starts falling, when the sleigh bells ring, Saint Santa's calling, there's an open fire and a tree that's glistening. It's the middle of the night as we all lay listening.
This is 106.1 The Corner, Christmas for Everyone, a new holiday classic by Rob Halford. I love contemporary and new original holiday songs like that, and you just nailed it on that one, Rob.
You know, well, thank you, Brad, and you never know where your opportunities are going to take you, you know. I mean, my attitude has always been about, you know, life is a gift, and you put what you can into life, and as far as the creative process for something like this, it's hit and miss. You never quite know if it's going to connect, but you never know until you try.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to try. And I think we did pretty good with that track. It's definitely got a real traditional vibe about it, and who knows, maybe that'll be part of the holiday season from now on, Brad.
Sure.
Fingers
hope
crossed.
So. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and the song that immediately grabbed our attention here at 106.1 The Corner was Winter Song, which is a remake of Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson. And Rob, you should know our station is definitely more based in kind of the adult rock and pop rock world. We play Ingrid and Sarah all the time. We play a lot of groups like, say, U2 and REM and Dave Matthews Band and Bob Marley. That's kind of the bulk of our playlist. So,
yes.
So hearing that you came out with a cover song of newer artists like Sarah and Ingrid was a surprise. And then the song's great. I mean, your version just has so much power and emotion to it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, again, you're not able to reach those moments of power and emotion without a great song, and this is an absolutely sensational song that that Sarah wrote. And when I first heard it, I just ran with it. You know, I just felt instinctively that this was an amazingly beautiful, powerful track that I wanted to cover myself. And again, like the other material that's been covered by the Halford Band on Halford Three Winter Songs, we worked hard to give it a distinct flavour and kind of a bit of a twist to give it something of a unique mm-hmm. approach. And I think it's worked. It's a beautiful song. It's very sparse in terms of the original arrangement, which is one of the things that drew me to it. It's a very, very simple, straightforward song, but it has a haunting melody, and it's such a beautifully structured piece. And And I, again, for myself as a singer, the message, the lyrics of any great song are really important. And the words that Sarah's using on this track are very, very potent, very potent. And some people might maybe construe it as being kind of, well, for me, it's about hope. For me, it's about mm-hmm. really believing in the possibilities of hope and optimism. That's what I love about it, and you can sense that as the song moves into the latter part of the construction. So it's beautiful. It's an absolutely sensational song, and I think we did it justice.
Oh, absolutely. Are there other young artists and new bands that you're following and you really like these days?
Well, it's all over the place, isn't it? I mean, I'm consumed by music. That's where I live. And obviously I'm focused generally in my own endeavors, but I'm aware of the other great talent that surrounds me in all forms of music, you know, not just my own world of heavy metal and hard rock. But I think the thing about being a musician is that music is music. Music is for everyone. And I think if you kind of blink yourself off from the other important aspects of what music is about, you can kind of deny yourself some inspiration and some sense of adventure. So I keep a very open mind, Brad, about all forms
sure.
of music, you know. I mean, I can just as easily appreciate the new release from Adam Lambert as I can just as easily appreciate the new release from Susan Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
Both are incredibly talented people singing beautifully and making incredible music happen.
Well, and that's what's so great about music and maybe today with technology and the internet is that it's so much more accessible. Any band from pretty much anywhere can get their music out worldwide.
Yes, they can. And you know, I mean, I come from the days of vinyl, Brad. You know?
Right.
I come from a country where we had one radio station and one TV station when I was a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you fast forward to today's speed of light, and it's remarkable. And now music, you know, is accessible, and everyone can pick and choose the formats that they want. And it's around us in many, many ways. You know, we carry it in our pocket with MP3 players, iPods, or these complex new cell phones.
Right.
It's like carrying
a
mini computer with you. So music really is playing, from my point of view, music is playing an even more important part in today's ways of life.
Have you gotten into that? Do you have an iPhone or a BlackBerry?
Oh, yeah. I'm a techie. Anything that's new. I'm a Mac guy, you know. I love anything by Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always ready to see what Steve Jobs is throwing out next. Yeah.
We're talking with Rob Halford, the legendary metal god from Judas Priest and Halford and Two and Fight and, man, a whole bunch of projects over the years.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, hopefully that shortlist there gives again some kind of credence to the fact that I love what I do. You mm-hmm. know, I've been a professional musician for many decades, and my passion for what I do, and, you know, the energy that I put into my work, and all of the wonderful associations that I have in the big rock and roll world, they're all important to me. I've not lost focus on the real essence of it all, which is the music, and I'm active in that respect, you know, like every day of my life, practically.
Now, I want to ask real quick before we let you go and before we listen
okay.
to Winter Song, I just wanted to ask, you surprised a lot of people, so to speak, some years ago when you came out of the closet
yes.
and announced your sexuality.
Right. Yes.
What was that experience like, especially in the heavy metal world, and was there backlash from
well,
the fans?
You know, the heavy metal world embraced me. They basically said, we don't care. Rob is Rob. We love what Rob does, you know, the music, the shows, that's all that's mm-hmm. important to us. I thought that sent a wonderful message of intelligence and compassion from what I call the heavy metal community. And I belong to a minority of people that are still basically treated like second-class citizens. I mean, I know I spend a lot of time in America. I'm not an American just yet. I'm working on my American citizenship. But I'm talking as a person that has the same deal in not so much now back in the UK, because we do have even equal ground, because that's the way it should be. It's not the same yet in America. It will be eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are too many hot buttons at the moment that are kind of making people feel a little bit uneasy. All we want is to be treated the same. All we want is to be given equality. And as long as we can have that, then, you know, we'll be content.
Now, conversely, did you find any new fans that maybe hadn't followed Judas Priest, but after this announcement came out, that sort of took an interest in you and your music?
Not to a great extent, but I certainly would acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. I think that when you make that kind of an announcement, when you're a famous person, you know, the radar goes off in many different directions. You know, I'm not an activist. I don't have the qualifications to do the great work that some of my peers do, but certainly I think it put me in the focus, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to talk about the issues that surround me in my life in those terms. But the main focus of my fan base, as I said, Brad, were just spectacular. They were just like,
yep.
Let's get on with it. You know, the music is all that matters.
That's great to hear,
yes.
too. Very
Fantastic.
Inspiring. Yes, absolutely. Well, Mr. Halford, it's an honor to speak to you, and we really enjoy Halford 3 Winter Songs. And I think we should close out and go ahead and play Winter Song, the Sarah Bareilles, Ingrid Michaelson remake version that you've done.
Thank you, Brad. Yes, it's been a pleasure speaking to you at 106 Warren the Corner, and I wish you all the best for the holiday season. All the listeners, have a peaceful, safe, and enjoyable holiday season, and I wish you the best for a great and hopefully more prosperous, because tough times for a lot of people right now, a better 2010. So thank you. It's been great, and God bless, and I hope to see you all next year. Hi everybody, this is Rob Halford, the Metal God, with my good buddy Brad Savage on 106.1 The Corner.
beneath the winter snow, or so I